Yes, y'all, things are very superstitious and the writing may be on the wall. But it's Friday, so we're going to take a break, everybody, and talk about what's good, local, and overlooked with our good friend Terry Barr. Terry Barr, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for your patience. Had a ton of things to get through today. It's been a busy afternoon.
Obviously, I learned a lot listening into the show, so thank you for that.
Thank you, Terry.
As we like to on a Friday, we try to end it on a nice note, so let's go there now. You know, there have been a number of fundraisers meant to support the families at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison.
Yes.
And of course, most recently, everybody heard about Culver's. And in the end, Culver's donated more than $6,000 to the United Way Emergency Fund for the school, and in particular for those families who had loved ones involved in that shooting a couple of weeks ago. That fund is now close to $300,000, and that's just in this little bit of time. As we mentioned, you know, the three people had died. This includes the suspect. Six were hurt. But the fundraising and the support isn't stopping. I just found out about area musicians are also going to hold a fundraising show. Madison Flatman, she is the organizer of what's called Harmony for Healing. And let's listen to why she decided to get involved.
I thought we were invincible with shootings. I thought it would never happen here. I thought it was always going to happen everywhere else until it didn't.
Yeah.
Finding out about the shooting and just everything, it was a lot for me to really comprehend. But what we can do in the meantime is be strong as a community. And that's what I'm really wanting to do with Harmony for Healing. Many people want to have music that they can connect to after this. Music is like a connecting thing. It's always been something that I have personally used as a way to cope with my own traumas and my own things that I've gone through. And I was like, oh, well, that's great. I'm like, think would be a good idea. Would anyone be interested in it? Within 24 hours, I had 50 different musicians reach out to me wanting to be a part of it.
And are you blown away by that? That they're willing to help?
Absolutely blown
I'm
away.
I'm so happy for your organizing.
Isn't that incredible? And when I was talking with her, she thought no one would step forward. But the cause is amazing, obviously. And along with the music now, students from the school who are part of the arts program, they've been writing poetry during this whole time. They're going to be doing their readings in between the musicians at the show. So if you want to attend, it's all based on a goodwill offering that then goes to the school. And it's happening this Sunday from noon till 6 p.m. at the Red Rooster on Madison's East Side.
Oh, that's just great, Terry. That is something. Yeah. It's wonderful when we have stories and moments where, you know, the goodness of our fellow neighbors, friends, and community shines through in such sterling fashion. Tell us again where the event is. And
it is at the
details.
Red Rooster. It's a blues bar traditionally on Madison's East Side this Sunday from noon until 6 p.m. And again, it's just based on whatever you feel you can offer to help support what happened at the school.
How wonderful. Thank you so much, Miss Terry Barr. I have a little fun thing to share with you as well this afternoon. And folks, you can catch Terry with me every Friday, usually at 3:30, but we always get her in before the show is over for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Terry, I have started to share with people my intentions for the new year, which is to play more, connect more, create more, rest more. I'm forgetting one. And also laugh more. In pursuit of that, we talked about board games on Wednesday, which I love. And coincidentally, everyone, if you don't have a plan, It is the board game convention, the Midwinter Board Game Convention this weekend at the Engelside Hotel in Pewaukee from about 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So if you don't have plans, you can check it out at the Red Rooster. Thanks so much, Terry. Or if you need more play in your life, too, you can check out that game and convention, board games included, at the Engelside this weekend in Pewaukee. Thanks so much, Terry. Can't wait to check back in with you next
Friday. A great weekend, everyone.
You too. It's so great to hear your voice and Happy New Year, Terry. Friends, I do want to take this opportunity to announce to you all a new segment that I will be doing on Wednesdays starting at this coming Wednesday at 3:30 in the effort to have us all connect more and all be more well together and support each other through these coming years. We are going to be talking about creating, connecting, resting, playing, and laughing every Wednesday at 3:30 on The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm going to call it Getting Over the Hump or Trump, and we're going to share our best practices for doing just that. We're going to start that up this coming Wednesday. Thank you for everybody for participating so robustly in our discussion of board games. If you missed that, or you didn't have your pen and pencil ready and you weren't able to jot down all of the great board game suggestions that we came up with this past Wednesday, don't worry. We put them all in our show notes. You can listen to that segment and check out all the great board game selections from this past Wednesday's show by going to civicmedia.us/shows or by checking that out on Spotify Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, wherever you like to get your pods at. You will find The Maggie Dawn Show there. We're coming up on the end of this Friday, and I just want to say this. History is going to keep getting made nearly every day. I will be here with you to help make sense of it all. I will always be your friendly lawyer lady, even when we disagree, your friendly economist, even when it's really complicated. You can find me here every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go get that app if you might be outside of the state of Wisconsin. And remember, you can always listen to me if you're in southeastern Wisconsin on 540 AM WAUK. Tell all your friends about it. My thanks to you, Cardi, for working with me through what was an incredibly busy day of news and developments. And again, happy weekend to everybody. Take care of yourself and others, because remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's